Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Mario Coleman and I am the CEO of NCWCC. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to NCWCC Digital Online Radio Broadcast Network and NCWCC Chicago Talk Radio. We change lives.
We change
Welcome to the NCWCC Digital Online Broadcast Network. I am your host, Karima Ali. Today, is something that we want to do special in commemoration to the NCWCC's Digital Online Broadcast Network. Today is Friday, very end of the month for us in terms of a celebration of celebrating over 4 years in our NCWCC Build Youth program, as well as the NCWCC organization. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. I know there's a lot of things going on. We've got a couple of technical difficulties, but we ask you guys to bear with us. As we begin the show, I want to talk about a couple of things that has taken place over the period of the last 4 years, and I just want to thank God for the opportunity to be able to deliver people in terms of entrepreneurship and business. We're in a process of, as far as the other company is concerned, the fight of our lives in changing the face of contracting and how people perceive us in doing business. I want to thank my mother, Maggie Friedman, as well, and to allowing us an opportunity to have a platform as such as this. I love to talk about Blog Talk Radio with the emphasis on how many people are logging in and becoming hosts themselves. It has allowed us a platform that we thought we could never have. With over 14,000 listeners, we feel that we're very blessed and getting the word out for right now. And so I want to thank you guys. But we are having a couple of technical difficulties, so I want you guys to stand by. Thanks. All right, welcome back to the show. I know we had a couple of technical difficulties today, but I don't give credit to anything but other than the fact there's technical difficulties. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to this broadcast. It's very important that everybody knows that the position of the coalition is kind of confrontational. We have had individuals on that people may not agree with, but we offer an opportunity for the voice of the community politicians and organizations to come forth. I want to thank those individuals that have come on for the last 4 years regarding the NCWCC. There's been a lot of people that have came forth, and there's a lot of folks that just kind of fell off. And, you know, we just want to thank those individuals because as a businesswoman, it's allowed me to understand our network and our work. Information is power. One thing we want everybody to realize is that in this 2012 election year, regardless of what you believe in, vote your conscience. The main thing is to just continue to vote. The NCWCC Digital Online Network has reached out to both sides of the Romney and Obama campaign for individuals to come forth. However, we have not had success in getting direct individuals that are strategically involved. But we do want to thank Ms. Fine Mills for coming on last couple of days ago in regards to the show that Patricia Hunt and her did on that particular day. But again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and being a part of over 20,000 listeners over the last 4 years. It has to say a lot. Again, just kind of keep people in mind of the fact that Blog Talk has a total stream of over a million listeners a day, per day. And so it's a great opportunity for individuals to come and put their voices part of the internet. We want to also thank Mr. Mario Coleman, who has been instrumental in his approach strategically and involving the music as well as the beats, lyrics, and the whole multimedia facade that we have regarding NCWCC. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in. I can't say enough. I want to thank my sister, Janora Boynes, who has always financed the NCWCC. That is a silent individual who just has never asked for anything in return. And I just want to thank her and thank God for her presence in my life as my older sister. One of the things I want to share with everyone is that he has really taught me what a strong black woman looks like, endearing all so much of our financial burden. She has done that in silence over the years and even up to this point. So we will never forget her contribution. I want to thank her personally as a black woman, as a woman of color, as a tradeswoman, as a woman that has earned her a robotics engineering degree as well as other degrees in HVAC, her boiler's license. She is a true engineer. She has faced all odds and has made things a lot easier for women in Minnesota where she resides at. Her residence is there, and we just want to thank God for her. And as these 10 years have continued to progress, and we continue to just make a note of all the individuals that have touched us, I just want to thank my family. And the most important thing, I want to thank God for this opportunity. It's a tremendous weight that has been released from our company in providing a vehicle for young people, youth ages 16 to 24. The NCWCC was one of the proud sponsors of a youth field program over the last 2 years and located here in DeKalb County. We have a green technology program, the only one of its kind in the nation that has created sustainable outcomes. And so that is one of the things that we attribute to as terms of a company is concerned. We were also featured by EMI, which is a Forbes magazine company that actually subcontracts out articles for Forbes to be placed in there for promotional purposes. And Liz DeCoop is someone that we had worked with over some time now, and a positive platform for us. I want to thank their company, anybody that really wants to get into real media and opportunities, please contact them because EMI is a professional firm. We've had a numerous amount of opportunities to work with people across the country and across the world. One of the memorable occasions that we had was with the National Association of Women of Color. I'm sorry, National Association of Women in Construction out of Australia. One of the things that we found that was very strategic that we worked, I guess we would say inadvertently with them, is to feature our organization in their one of their diaries that they utilized out in Australia. We worked with a woman there absolutely painted a good picture about women, professional women. We had a lady who is a African-American architect. There's only 250 of them in the United States that are licensed and they own their own business. We had an opportunity to bring that to light. And the coalition has also been a part of various different opportunities. And so I want to thank folks for tuning in. This is a very unusual broadcast for me because, again, 10 years going, there has been a lot of technical difficulties, but none like this. And so I want to thank you guys for tuning in. It's about 10 minutes prior to our normal sign-off time. And I was just hoping that we could play a couple of songs, but it just seems like we're not going to get to that point, which is okay. I'm always okay with things that happen. Things happen for a purpose. I want to thank you guys again for absolutely providing vehicles for us to onslaught our vision and creating information for people. So those who will tune in for this podcast later on, please do so. And I want to thank you guys. So you guys have a great weekend. I'm also celebrating my birthday this week as well. And I want to also thank Tasha Brown out of Chicago, Patricia Hunt out of Portland, Oregon, Valissa Shannon, as we remark in the loss of her father this year, Mr. Shannon, who actually started Jewel of the South, and those women and men who have put so much into the NCWCC, Tracy Dyson, who has promoted us throughout the country. We have a numerous amount of individuals that we want to thank. But in this show, we want to end this just letting you guys know to still be prayerful and mindful of what we are. In this light, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I'm your host and executive producer, Kareem Ali, with the NCWCC, one of the founders. The organization, again, was founded by my mother, Maggie Freeman, Janora Bowens, and myself, Kareem Ali. That's our legacy, it's our vision to support women of color in advocacy and creating business entrepreneurship and green technology opportunities for women. So you guys have a great evening. Thank you.